Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and Katie, happy Star Wars Day to you.
Hey, thank you. May the 4th be with you.
And may the 4th be with you. How is it going today?
It's going good. You know, I feel like the worst Star Wars fan. Already, I'm not a great Star Wars fan. I'm like, I love Star Wars, but I'm not like a Star Wars fan, you know, the diehards. And I knew it was Star Wars Day, and it was on my mind, but I didn't wear anything Star Warsy. I didn't say "May the 4th be with you" to anyone today until just now. Like, we didn't watch any Star. We'll probably listen to Star Wars music tonight, like as we fall asleep, or maybe even turn a Star Wars movie on. But like, not a good Star Wars day for me, just because I forgot to do anything about it. Did you do anything? Did you celebrate?
No, honestly, no. I mean, I did some stuff on Instagram for Park Snacker, made a post. I've been resharing on our stories, just like, you know, other people's posts about, you know, all the food, because Disney's put out like a crazy amount of food this year, and they kind of went all out, it seems. But no, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I've done nothing.
wearing Star Wars shirts right now, where I feel like we're missing.
We're not. We are not wearing any of that. Yeah. No. Today is actually gonna be more Marvel because you just watched the Moon Knight finale.
I did.
Yeah, I have to watch the Moon Knight finale. I have to finish watching Doctor Strange, the first one. I started it last night, and then tomorrow the Doctor Strange the Multiverse of Madness comes out. Are you seeing it this weekend?
I'm seeing it Friday. Are you?
Oh, awesome.
When are you doing it again?
I'm going tomorrow to see it. Yeah, okay. Tomorrow night. So
yeah, it definitely feels like this is way more Marvel-y than Star Wars-y. Like I thought the best thing Disney could have done would have been put Obi-Wan to premiere today, but they didn't. So I don't know. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, they are doing it closer to the anniversary of when the original Star Wars opened.
Okay, that makes more sense. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I think it's coming out Friday the 27th, which I believe is also when the first one came out. I can't remember. 1977. I think that's the original date.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's what people thought. They was going to come out May the 4th, but they ended up doing, they didn't do that. The new trailer dropped today, which I didn't watch.
Oh, nice. Oh, man. I know. I didn't realize that there was a new trailer. I have to watch it because I'm all for the spoilers. Give me all the spoilers.
I know. Well, what I am excited for, you know what trailer is going to be before Doctor Strange 2?
What?
Oh, maybe I should keep it a surprise for
you. No, tell me. I was gonna, my initial reaction is Thor. But
it is Avatar, The Way of Water.
Oh, boo.
What?
Avatar's so dumb.
Oh,
okay.
Well, guys, this is going to be a show only hosted by me from now on.
This whole podcasting thing.
It's been nice, Katie, but I'm sorry. There's the door.
I don't dislike Avatar. I just don't have, I have any feelings for it. It's fine. Maybe I'll be moved by this new preview, new trailer. Maybe I'll have some sort of emotion towards it. But the old one, I don't have any emotion to. The movie, at least. I do like Avatar Pandora Land at Animal Kingdom. I do.
It's cool. All right. No, it's okay. I get it. It's all good.
Did I even know there's another Avatar movie coming out?
You know there's three more coming out, right?
I live under a rock. Apparently not.
So, James Cameron has been filming three more Avatar films for the past almost 10 years now. Like, it was originally supposed to come out in 2016. It just kept getting delayed. Now there's going to be one every year for the next 3 years. So you're going to have lots of Avatar the next 3 years.
All right, so. I'll get into it. I'm not watching the first one again. I've tried.
Oh, no, rewatch it.
No, I have. I've literally watched it probably within the past year because I was like, okay, I know Avatar is important. I probably shouldn't rely on teenage Katie who watched it and didn't pay attention when it came out. And then I watched it again. And I was like, this is dumb. it's too long. I couldn't get into it. Which doesn't make any sense because the Marvel movies and Harry Potter movies and Star Wars movies, those are all super long. I get it. I don't know. I just couldn't get into Avatar. It was weird.
It's all good. I understand. It's not for everyone, except for the entire world.
Okay.
But all right. So, well, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, TV and movies. Maybe we should do more of that. Maybe we should do reviews or something. Ooh. But anyways, let's you know, let's get the show on the road. But before we get to the news, which we have a decent like three stories, you know, we're going to talk about the Guardians coaster having, you know, it was announced today that there's going to be a virtual queue and individual lightning lane. Fantasmic is reopening. Disney finally put an official word out. And then Magic Band Plus, there's some news around that. But before we get to there, I have one announcement. You know, Ooh. So last week I talked about how I was trying to plan a trip for June and I just couldn't find any flights. The flights were literally keeping me from booking a trip. Thank goodness I found a somewhat, you know, relatively a flight that I thought was fair enough to fly. I've never flown JetBlue. I'm going to be flying JetBlue for the first time to Disney. I'm going June, 9th through the 12th.
Yay!
So short, quick solo trip, and I'm super excited, yeah.
That's so much fun. Where are you staying?
So I am staying, right now it's a split stay. It will always be a split stay, but I might be switching resorts. So the first two nights are at the B Resort and Spa to Disney Springs.
Heard good things.
I actually stayed there on our last trip just for two nights because we needed just like a place to stay before like the actual trip began, because we actually tacked on two additional nights. So we stayed there and I liked it so much. Like the staff was super friendly. Rooms were great. Super close to Disney Springs. Like it is literally a 5-minute walk. Like it's very close. And I liked it so much. I'm like, you know what? Disney resorts were hard to come by. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna do that. So, and then for the last night, I have a one night, deluxe studio at Saratoga Springs.
So fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm barely going to be in the room. Because I'm using DVC points for that, I'm on a wait list for a two-night stay at Boardwalk. So cool. If I get it, we'll see about that. So
nice.
Really excited. You know, this is actually going to be mostly like a park snacker, like kind of trip, because the main reason of going is not only try all the food, but I need to get a lot of content, like video and photos. Mostly like I'm worried about, like, I want video just because I'm trying to build up our reels and our TikTok game. And I have ideas of what I want to do. And you know, it's hard to like pay people to do it. Like I don't want to commit to anything. Mm-hmm. And I know if I go down there for like 2 days and just cram stuff in, I can get crap done.
Nice.
You know? So that's the goal, is, you know, doing that, riding some rides, and so on. So, but very excited and doing a park hopper. Question, which I'm going to bring up a bit later. But you know, right now I have a Hollywood Studios and Epcot day, and then I'm going to do a Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom day. Cause nice. I feel like no matter what, if I go to Disney, I have to do all four parks.
Oh,
yeah. I can't go and like skip one.
So. I would be very upset with you if you even tried. You need to at least show up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm doing Park Hopper. I already bought Genie Plus because I want to make sure I know how to use it from when we go with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm super, super stoked. So I started making, I told you about it, I'm starting making my T-shirt that has the Park Snacker logo on the front, but then a QR code on the back so people can just scan my shirt. You know, it'll be a good conversation starter to, you know, promote the app.
So, I love it. That's so much fun. I'm so excited for you. I think it's so funny because we literally recorded during the day and you were saying, oh, I want to go, but I can't go. I can't find flights. Literally that night you texted me, I'm going to Disney in June. I was like,
yeah.
What happened? A quick turnaround, but I was so excited for you. That's so fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even because before recording the podcast last week, I was looking at flights like for a few days. Like it was, you know, I was already looking into it. And there was just, it was just nothing. Like nothing was coming up. And then finally I just was like, I went back on JetBlue and For whatever reason, there was a pretty reasonably priced out flight. So I was like, screw it, I'm gonna do it. And it was at the times I wanted, because I'm flying in late Thursday. I have all day Friday. Like, I get in at 9 p.m. in Orlando. All day at the parks on Friday, all day Saturday, and then I have a 9 a.m. flight Sunday.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna be exhausted.
Oh, I know. I am going to be very exhausted.
That's so much.
But that's the plan, because this is going to be stuff that I don't want to do when I'm with my family. Like, I don't want to have to worry about while I'm here, let me do all this stuff for Park Snacker while I'm here. So then when I'm with my family, I can just, enjoy the time and that's that.
That's
so
awesome.
But so more on that to come later. So. But all right, so let's get into the news. But before that, we got to talk, of course, about Park Snacker, which, we always got to do. It is the new and free mobile app for all Disney Parks fans, where you can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. Connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on. Browse restaurant menus, create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, go to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. All right, Katie. So let's get into the news.
Yes.
Now, first up, Disney had a media event today for travel agents. I get there was, bloggers, vloggers, whoever. And they announced a bunch of stuff. There was a press release this morning. So there was, I didn't have anything on the docket before this morning. And I was like, oh, sweet. Perfect. This is great. So first up is the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind coaster. We kind of, talked about and speculated a couple weeks ago, how they were going to handle the queuing process. And, as we thought, I think Katie was the one. I'll give props to Katie there. It was like, yeah, they're definitely going to be doing the virtual queue. So the virtual queue is back right now. There are no attractions at Disney World that are using it. This will be the first time they've done it since Ratatouille. So the virtual queue is coming back when it opens later this month. And then the other option, it will be also available as a paid individual Lightning Lane attraction through Disney Genie Plus. Unfortunately, there is no standby option for when it initially opens. Katie, what do you make of the news?
I think I nailed it, because I definitely guessed this and I'm not shocked by it. I feel like this is going to be the norm for new rides for a mm-hmm. while. Because it does, honestly, to me, it makes sense, right? I don't want there to be a standby for the, first little bit, because standby lines are just overrun, and then people are waiting 4 or 5 hours.
You don't want
3, 4, 5 hour
lines.
Yeah, and that's just silly, right? That to me just doesn't make sense, and they don't want that either, right? Like, we've talked park capacity and, crowd control in the past, and how Disney's kind of struggling with it, in our opinions. So
it's not a good guest experience.
It's not a good guest experience, right? Even if you walk into a line saying, I know this is going to be a 3 hour wait, it's still not a good guest experience. So I think this is going to be the norm moving forward. I'm not mad about it. I think it's smart, honestly. I hope they get their shit together with the virtual queue, because it can be a struggle sometimes. Although I do admit, from my experience getting a virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance when it very first came out and that was the only option, that was stressful and it was a struggle to get any, right? Never had issues the 2 or 3 times I got a virtual queue for Remy's, right? I don't know if that's because there was less hype or less people trying to get it, or if they somehow fixed their system. And I like that they had the 2 o'clock in the afternoon option to, if you didn't get in at 7 a.m., right? So hopefully they do that again, but I don't know. I never minded the virtual queue. I would much rather have a virtual queue than standing in line, in a static line. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense to me why people would wait. Well, in my opinion, I don't know why you'd wait more than 30 minutes, but that's just, that's mean. I don't like waiting in lines. But yeah, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think this is just going to be the norm. I think it's a system that works. I know not everyone likes it, but it works. As I said just quickly before, yeah, it helps with the guest experience. It makes people happier, not having to wait in super long lines. You know, they get to go about their day and do what they please. You know, I know some people don't like when they have a very late standby option, like a 4 or 5 o'clock or something, say something like that, because maybe someone wants to park hop that day and they're like, oh man, now I have to work around that. So I know sometimes people, get a little upset about that, but that's something that happens with the Disney Genie Plus and the individual lightning lanes and stuff. So it's always something that people hear, but that's one thing to note about the standby option as well. I'm a little disappointed because I was really hoping to do the Guardians coaster on this quick trip, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. And this is where my question that I was kind of teasing before. Mm-hmm. So right now I was going to do Hollywood Studios and Epcot on the same day, but I was going to start with Hollywood Studios because I'm going to be using the Genie Plus, and I would thought, hopefully I would, have some success using that, who knows. But I also know that it's also a bit tougher at times to get stuff using Genie Plus. So I'm thinking maybe I switch it to Epcot, get like the virtual queue, for Guardians. I don't know. What do you think I should do? Because otherwise, if I start my day in Hollywood Studios, I don't get a chance at Guardians. And I think because it's so new, I just really want to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to be open 2 weeks. It's going to be in its second week when I go. So.
Would you not consider doing the individual lightning lane? Because you can't really pick what time you buy that, but you can watch it as it goes and try to pick up an individual lightning lane for 6 p.m., 7 p.m. or whatever. I mean, you'd have to be on the app and checking and watching, but theoretically, if you're trying to get anything at studios anyway, you'll be doing that.
That's another thing I meant to mention is I also had the option to, if I were to do Epcot, then I have the option for the individual lightning lane. But I think the dilemma is, do I want to try to spend more time getting stuff done at Hollywood Studios over there? Just because Genie Plus since I'm already paid for Genie Plus, it'd be worth it maybe to just do more Hollywood Studios stuff.
So I think that with Genie Plus and Studios, you could probably get 2 things done, maybe 3. Mm-hmm. Before you hop to Epcot. So you still won't be getting a lot done at Studios. I mean, I'm not going to... It's hard to pick things up. And I'm talking about things like Tower Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Slinky Dog, Smugglers, the big ones, right? You can always find ones for shows, but I imagine you're probably not... Those aren't the ones that you're trying to aim for right now. So it's kind of your... what you want to prioritize, right? I know that's kind of a cop-out, but do you want to ride the rides at Studios or do you want to ride the rides at Epcot? Because I think you can get a lot more rides at Epcot, but do you want to ride those rides more than the 2, maybe 3 at Studios?
Honestly, the thing I want to do the most at Hollywood Studios is Rise of the Resistance, because I have not been on that yet. I am dying. I've been waiting so long to ride that. So thinking about this now, the real dilemma is, do I want to go on Rise of the Resistance more? Or do I want to go on, what's Guardians. It called? Guardians. So, okay. Now I'm thinking, because I'm going to be there all day, maybe end the night at Hollywood Studios and do the standby line, get at the very end of the day at the standby line for Rise of the Resistance.
Sounds terrible. Don't do that. You're going to be so exhausted by that point. You're not
going to want to stay in the 3-hour line. No, my biggest goal is to not wait in long lines like at all, because I don't want to, like, I'm literally there to like get content and eat food.
Right.
And like, I don't want to waste time on like waiting on lines. Like, I'm not, this trip is not for the rides.
Right.
But since I'm doing Genie Plus, I want to make sure I get my money's worth, you know? So I think that's why, like, if I'm doing Genie Plus and paying for it, I would try to, I think I would rather use it at Hollywood Studios more, because I would get my money's worth more because of those e-ticket attractions. And I don't mind, like, if I need to stand there for a bit and, you know, keep swiping, mm-hmm. You know, because that 2 hour mark hits eventually, then I could stack, you know?
So I think you're right. I think you are going to, I think you need to do studios first. I don't, this is so hard. Go ever getting in Rise's standby, right? You need to buy an individual lightning lane for Rise because if and when it goes down, you get a return time. If and when it goes down when you're in standby, you don't get a return time. Right? So would you rather waste 45 to an hour standing in line and then not get to ride it? Or would you rather know for a fact at some point during the day you will ride
it? Yeah, that's a good call there. Yeah. All right. I want to stick with Hollywood Studios because, you know, I'm coming back in September. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a full Epcot day. So I know I can make Guardians like a priority. Like that's not a problem. And I know then I'll definitely pay for the individual lightning lane. Yeah. Like that's not an issue.
And so. I think one other thought I thought of is that of all of the parks, Studios is your most problem child. And I think it is going to, as far as Genie Plus goes, and I think that's going to be where you need the most practice using Genie Plus. And I think that's where you're going to get the most practice.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we had this conversation. I want to stick with Hollywood Studios then, just to make it easier. Cool. All right.
I think that's good. Plus, in the afternoon, you can just eat food at Epcot and not be so worried about the rides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your food is really the primary purpose of Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
This time, at least. Most
definitely.
Times.
Yeah.
Most times, let's be honest.
Yeah. And Soarin' for me. Ugh, I love Soarin' so much.
You know, I didn't get to go on it in February. I'm so sad.
That's on besides food in Epcot, well, and then maybe Guardians, like Soarin' is like top priority. Like I have to ride Soarin'. I just love that ride so much.
That's me for Spaceship Earth. I always have to do Spaceship Earth. It's a classic.
I mean I have to ride that as well. All right, cool. So virtual queue, if I remember, that opens up at 7 a.m. too, right?
Yep.
Now? Okay, that's right. So everything's 7 a.m.
Yeah, the difference is you don't have to be in the park at 7 a.m. It used to be that you had to be in the park, which, 7 a.m. sucks, but, like, that was such a cool experience being in the park with everyone cheering and getting their things. It was cute, but loved even more doing it from my hotel room bed. So, 7 a.m., but you just have to have a park reservation for that day.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Guardians virtual queue coming up in the individual lightning lane. That is, we're only a few weeks away for Guardians. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So the next topic, Fantasmic, everyone has been wondering when the Hollywood Studios show is going to be making its return. Mm-hmm. Back in the day of early days of COVID, when Disney closed, people were like, oh, I don't know if Fantasmic's going to open, I don't know. There were overhead shots, people flying planes of it, the moat was completely drained, and people were like, oh, I don't know, it looks in shambles. But the good news is Disney, in a press release today, they officially stated that it is returning in 2022.
Wow. How vague. Thanks, Disney. Vague. This is literally what I complained about last week, wasn't it? Like, stop giving us opening in 2022. We know it's going to open. Well, I guess we don't know, oh my God, give us a better time frame.
From what I've seen rumored, people are saying July.
Yeah, like, okay.
I know. So
I need specifics so that I can plan my damn trip. Fantasmic is and has always been my most favorite nighttime show since Wishes. Wishes is always number one. But Fantasmic was always my favorite nighttime show.
It's like so much fun.
When I was a cast member, I did a backstage tour of it. Like I've been on the mountain. I've seen Steamboat Willie.
Oh,
like,
that's so cool.
Oh my God. And I'm such a theater nerd, right? Like I went up into the theater box and saw their soundboard and their light board. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing in the world. So very passionate about Fantasmic, very concerned as to when it was coming back. So I'm glad they finally officially said something. I was telling you when you sent me that, I literally thought I knew this already. Like, I maybe I just am, like, that in tune with this show. I don't know. But I really swear to God I've heard that it was coming back in 2022 before. And I've just been waiting for, like, okay, but when, right? That's the whole point. They keep saying, summer 2022 or coming in 2022. Okay, but when? But when? That's so vague.
Yeah, no, they haven't said anything. This is the first time Disney has actually even mentioned the name Fantasmic in God knows how long. But the good news is that there is a new show sequence featuring some Disney characters such as Mulan, Elsa, Aladdin, Pocahontas, Moana. There's a lot more technical enhancements. A lot of refurbishments has been done on almost all of the areas of the Hollywood Hills Amphitheater. There's a new lighting system, there's new fountains, and there was also a rebuild of Steamboat Mickey. So there's a lot of exciting things coming with Fantasmic. I am excited for its return. Hopefully it comes back this summer. Maybe I'll see it in the September trip. We'll have to play that by ear because, you know, this is such a fun show. I just love the music. Yeah. I just have such good memories of it. I think the last time I saw it was in 2013.
Oh my God.
I know. And I regret like not going on the past like few trips, but it's like, it's one of those where it's also kind of a time commitment because if you need to go on a standby line, like you have to get there like an hour early. Mm-hmm. So like you can get like a somewhat good seat. Maybe you shouldn't have to care. It's like, whatever, I'll just get online whenever. But I don't know if they like kind of, I don't know how they cap it off at capacity. I wonder how that works.
I don't know that it's ever been, I'm sure it has been cut off at capacity, but I feel like you won't get a good spot if you don't go, 15 minutes early at least,
yeah.
But you can still get in most days.
Yeah.
And honestly, like you can get better seats for sure and like see more of the characters and actors up front, or up close. But it's such a great amphitheater. Like, you can see everything everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and to be honest, like, I almost kind of think, like, some of the side views are even better. Just because you get a different perspective of it. And you see things from the side that you don't see on the other side. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love this show so much. I can't wait. You need a firm date so I can make a trip down just to see it. I remember last time I saw it would have been in January 2020. And I just remember Nick and I were sitting there in our ponchos because it was raining so hard. But I was like, no, we're sitting here. We were watching this show. It's going to pass. And I'm like watching my radar trying to figure out, okay, the storm's going to pass. I'm sitting here through it. I'm not going home. But
you guys were the only one in the amphitheater.
Oh, yeah. And they ended up doing like a condensed version of this show. I guess there's a couple scenes that they couldn't do if there was lightning in the area. So okay. They did a condensed, but I didn't care. I just wanted to watch it.
I was just gonna say something else and I can't remember. Oh yeah, so as I say every week when something reopens, it's another people eater.
It's true. So, oh my gosh, though, it is. This one,
yeah.
I don't know any stats on this, but fact check me. I think this has gotta be the biggest nighttime show capacity, right? Like,
probably.
Can you get more people in the amphitheater than you can at Magic Kingdom Hub?
I don't know. I mean, I assume this thing holds a few thousand seats.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm sure it's online.
Tens of thousands, maybe. 10,000. I don't know. Yeah, we gotta look this up. Because I guarantee it's so many people. And it's always full. I've never seen it even remotely empty during any of the shows, right? And that's thousands of people who would otherwise be in the parks who are right now not just they're just standing in lines, right? And that's why if you don't want to see Fantasmic, that is the perfect time to go stand in a line and ride some rides, right? Because most of the times the Fantasmic shows started before a park actually closed, whereas most of them sometimes start like as the park is officially closing. But this one usually had two shows sometimes, so before park would close. And it sucks thousands of people away that you could just go stand and ride the rides. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the good thing. You know, it'll leave more space open in the parks at night and such. But I always remember when you do not want to be in that crowd. Like, you don't want to be leaving the park the same time the crowd gets out.
Oh, God, no.
That's not something you want to do.
Mm-mm.
So I looked up, I did a quick Google search, wdwmagic.com, from an article in 2012.
Oh, geez.
This was saying that Disney announced last night that it was adding an additional 1,000 seats of capacity. So at 2012, it had a seating capacity of 6,900 seats.
Oh, my God.
And 3,000 standing. But they said that the standing space was rarely used. But Disney had said that they were converting some of the standing areas to an additional 1,000 seats. So that means right now, you know, well, as far as this article, this is the first article that I saw. I didn't really see anything else. But there's 7,900 seats in that amphitheater. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. I bet I know where that is because they have some, I always thought that they were kind of like makeshift stands, like your typical stadium stand, like high school stadium football stands, up like behind the walk area of where you can actually like go down into the main amphitheater. So I bet that's what they added.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
that's
possible.
A ton. That's so many people.
Yeah.
And it's
maybe they added
full.
More since then. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
But yeah, so hopefully, you know, hopefully we get some news on this soon. Disney's being tight-lipped, so we'll see. But that is Fantasmic reopening at some time this year. So next is I don't know if we've really talked about it on the show at all, but Magic Band Plus was announced a while ago. It is the next generation of Magic Bands. They are coming to Walt Disney World in June this year. They are priced at $29.99. They will have all of the original features of the Magic Band, but with added functionality and technology that will help your park experience. So this past week, I don't know if you saw, Katie, mm-hmm. but apparently an early shipment was put on shelves, and a bunch of lucky Disney fans got their hands on them early.
I did see that. That's crazy.
Yeah. People were posting like, oh, their Magic Band Plus are on the shelves at, I think it was in Disney Springs or something like that. World of Disney or whatever. And then, quickly they were, taken down, and people were like, I think it was a mistake. But yeah, you can't, as far as I heard, you can't link them to your, My Disney Experience account yet. So people can't actually use them. But yeah, so, this looks kind of cool. I'm not sure if it's something that I would get. Well, let me just run through a couple things and we'll talk about it. So the wearable, will allow guests to engage, with some, I'm trying to read this here. They're trying to engage with some, interactive experiences. You'll be able to play like a bounty hunter, and find virtual bounties throughout the Black Spire Outpost and Galaxy's Edge. You're able to interact with the Disney Fab 50 collection, those golden statues that are spread all across the Disney theme parks. So, hey, it's almost a year or more than half a year into the celebration. Now we get to finally do something with those golden statues.
yep. They're cute. But, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, maybe we should have released the Magic Band Plus October 1st.
Yeah.
And then experience nighttime spectaculars in a new way as they see their bands light up and complement the magic in the skies, including Harmonious and Disney Enchantment. So So Katie, before I give my thoughts, what are you thinking here?
I think these are cool. Like the normal Magic Bands, I probably won't ever buy one. Although that said, I guess I did just buy one for our trip in February, but that was for the 50th. I think they're cool. I think I heard they're also rechargeable, which is neat.
Yes.
I guess I don't ever use my Magic Bands enough to notice that they have died, because all of my Magic Bands, you know, knock on wood, still work from, I guess, the most recent one I've used. I don't even know. It would have been from like 2020, 2019 probably, and they still work. So, but I guess maybe if you're going to the parks a lot more often and you haven't replaced your Magic Band, it's nice to know that they can be rechargeable now. I also worry that that just means like with all of the extra capabilities they have, they might die faster.
I'm wondering what the battery length is on that. I'm waiting to... Someone's definitely going to do like a test of like how long it lasts.
For sure. But I think it's cool. I think it's interacting with the Fat 50 statues is cute. I mean, you're right. It's a little like after the fact, and I'm interested to see what sort of interaction it is. I'm sure the character will just talk through your band.
So I watched a video of the media event that I talked about today, and they had a setup there, and pretty much you like wave, like kind of like just wave at one of the statues and they'll say something. So they had a Mickey statue there. And Mickey was like, "Oh, hello there," you know, and
that was
you know,
a terrible my good Mickey voice.
I thought it was pretty good. I think it sounded almost like Mickey himself. Okay. Like, come on, you're cut right. me some.
Maybe I think the headphones are going out. That's all. That's all.
Yeah. That's what I think.
That's cool. So yeah, I think that's fun. I don't really understand like the bounty hunter thing in Galaxy Edge, because can't you already on your phone?
So, yeah, so the both the Bounty Hunter thing and as well as the Fab 50 in the Disney Play Park. What is it? The Play Parks?
Play Parks
what the
heck app? Is that? Disney Play app? Disney Parks
The Play Disney app? Play app?
That one.
Why am I? Yeah.
Hold on.
The app that you can. Yeah. The app that you can play games while you're in the park.
Play Disney.
Play Disney.
Play Disney. We almost had it.
Yeah. So, like, for the Fab 50, there's actually, like, a like I guess, like, kind of like a booklet within the Play Disney app where you can kind of collect each time you, like, wave in front of them or whatever, you interact with them, it kind of collects it in there. So it's kind of like, you know, a game where, you know.
Like a scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt a bit.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah, so that's one of the features that I saw. Again, I saw this in the media event preview. And then, yeah, same with the Bounty Hunter thing. It's also involved with the Play Disney app. So with your watch, you just want to use it with the app. So
got it. Because, yeah, I knew that you could still play some of the games like and stuff on your phone. So I guess now it just makes it easier to interact with everything using your band.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the one thing that also, like, brings me a bit disappointment, not about the watch itself, is... You know, they talk about how the watches will be with the nighttime spectaculars. Mm-hmm. I just remember the hats. I've talked about them in the past. The glow with the show hats. You know, I talked about this before. I had the wonderful experience. We did a dining package for Fantasmic. We had VIP seating because of it. And it was the very first showing of Fantasmic that used the glow with the show hats.
Yeah.
And it's all the hats sync up and light up with each other during the performance on Fantasmic, and it was great. And you know, free, I got free hats because of that, and it was awesome. So like, I'm just sad that like Disney gave up on it like really quickly. I guess it like I think it was probably because those dang to me the ears were uncomfortable.
Well, they've had been really heavy, weren't they?
They were heavy because of batteries. Mm-hmm. But also the band that they made for it was like really tight, like underneath your neck.
Oh gosh.
Like, you know how like most hats have just like a strap that like kind of stretches and like it'll kind of conform to your head. Like this had like a snap.
Oh.
Where like it was not stretchy and it was just kind of like, oh, my head is huge right now.
Oh,
like,
I hate that.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that, like, design choice.
Maybe because it was so heavy, it needed something more secure.
Yeah, I think they needed to just keep, like, iterating on that type of, like, Mickey hat and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it more lightweight somehow, because, like, the ears were thick. But like, I just thought it was really cool watching Fantasmic and just seeing all the ears like light up.
Well, I think
so. That's what these bands are going to be doing. But like, most people are going to have the bands at their side. They're not going to be like holding their band like in front of them. Like,
I agree to an extent, but I think you will see them a lot more than you think you would, right? Because it's still going to shine from the crowd. You're still going to get a glowing sensation. And also think about all of the people who are holding their kids on their shoulders. All of the people who are holding their hand up with the
Listen, no phone. One should be holding the kids on their shoulders.
But,
I'm sorry.
Okay, agreed. But they're gonna. All the people.
No, people should be holding their kids like at the same height as them.
Okay.
Like,
I agree.
Listen, I with my kid now, I hate, like it's actually a lot of fun putting her on my shoulders because she has a blast. Like with tapping on my bald head, she does love it. But man, it hurts my neck so quickly. And like, how do people stay up with their kids on their shoulders for so long? Because my neck is like, I'm like, no, I'd rather just hold her. So
okay, well, anyways, not those people, but any other people who for some reason find their hands up above their shoulders, you'll be able to see it. I think you'll be able to see it more than you think, honestly. Like, I went to the Taylor Swift.
I'm going
to
be mad if people are just holding up their arms.
Hey, it could happen. So I went to the Taylor Swift stadium tour, and they gave us all these light-up bracelets. And I know we're in a very huge, massive stadium, like stadium seating and stuff, so it's a lot more spread out than all in one little crowd at Magic Kingdom Hub. But you could very much see all of the different colors throughout the whole stand.
The difference is the people at that Taylor Swift concert are diehard fans of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
People who go to Disney, not all of them.
So
are.
You don't think Most enough people are going to have these to make a difference?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think many people are going to have them to make a difference.
Okay. At least not at first. You're
there's
right.
There's already a high price tag of $29.99. They will be discounted for people who have a resort reservation, like the other ones are. I just don't think people are gonna buy them, you know.
If you can buy, so you can buy these ones as your resort ones, like the purchase ahead of time. Like, you used to be able to just pick your color, and now you have to actually pay for the one if you want a Magic Band. So you can. This is an option.
Correct, yeah.
So I think that's gonna get a lot of people.
There's a lot of different ones to choose from, like different designs.
Yeah. I think that'll get a lot more people than you think.
Maybe.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of
I'm probably wrong in that, but I think I'm right when people are not going to be holding their arms in the air during fireworks.
That's fair. So. That's fair. I think you're right. I think you put up a bigger point than I kind of realized, because, I mean, my experience is of the stadium tour where everyone had one versus, you're right, not everyone's going to have one, so it's going to take some time to actually catch on. But not everyone had those hats either, and it was still cool. But I guess because your hats were on your head.
It died pretty quickly. Yeah. So
I don't know. I think it's cool. It is just a little extra thing. I mean, I always like just like when the Magic Bands make a different noise or color when you tap into the turnstiles at the park, right? Like my 50th one lit up all 50th colors and blah, 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 made a fun noise.
Oh, yeah.
And that was cool. So I don't know.
I'll buy one for science.
Oh, okay. So, for science.
Yeah.
I need to go back to Disney for science too.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I hope it's available by the time by the time my trip comes around, because I'll use it. So I'll get it. So
nice.
Screw it. I'll
just
get it.
Just do it all. Just get it.
But all right, that's it for the news this week, Katie. I got nothing else for you.
That's okay. So. You know, these are big topics.
Yeah, thank goodness these were announced today. So this was a lot of fun. You know, now I have a lot of Marvel to watch tonight.
Yes.
Very excited to get on that. Marvel, you know, Doctor Strange. You know, maybe we'll do like a quick review of it next week since it is a Disney movie. So.
I am hearing it's getting great reviews, so...
Yeah, I hear it's weird.
Oh, God, I'm so excited. We just watched Doctor Strange yesterday, so we're, like, right on the same. We watched the Perfect. What If episode. We're all ready to go.
I'm watching those tomorrow. I plan on watching during my walk tomorrow on the treadmill. I'm going to put the Doctor Strange episodes on.
Nice. Yeah, I'm super pumped. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy Moon Knight and let me know because... I didn't say anything. That was just noises.
Was there a mid-credit scene? I hope there was.
There was an end-credit scene, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, Katie. Well, that's it for this week. Where can we find you?
You guys come hang out with me over at Magically Mootsy. I'm on Instagram and Parksnacker.
Perfect. Find me on Instagram as well at Parksnacker. You can go to parksnacker.com, download the app on iOS and Android. And I promise very soon we will be putting out a new release. We're still getting things working, done in the background. We still got some stuff to handle. But once that is done, there's going to be good stuff coming out. So don't worry.
So exciting.
I know. It's just taking longer than I want. But hey, it's tough when it's just the two of us and we have full-time jobs, stuff going on, moving, getting married, doing this. Because Doug's getting married soon. Yeah. So at the end of the month.
Fine.
So Doug's got a lot on his plate. And then what else? Oh, yeah. Find all the social medias. I've been so bad. I've not been on Twitter, Facebook. it's just Instagram and TikTok. So that's pretty much it. So, but all right, guys, until next week, may the 4th be with you.
Bye.